open in Puerto Rico with him in the starring role, as he promised?
Well, actually, I should have. I'm sorry. I buried the lead. Jimmy Fallon has said that he is joining Lin-Manuel Miranda, who is, you know, he's, we all hopefully know who he is. He's a composer, lyricist, and actor in Hamilton. But they're going to film a special episode of The Tonight Show in the island, where Miranda is expected to reprise his starring role in Hamilton. Mm. And on Monday, NBC announced that the telecast, which is set to air January 15th, will focus on hurricane recovery efforts still taking place in Puerto Rico. And will feature a special performance from Miranda and the entire cast of Hamilton,
mm.
who will be performing the musical at the University of Puerto Rico from January 8th to January 27th.
Now, every bit of love for Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Oh, yes.
I adore Lin-Manuel Miranda. I adore Hamilton.
You must.
You could find a better guy to play the lead. All I'm going to say.
But not, it's a matter of...
Not the best singer on the planet. It's all I'm going to... he does great stuff, by the way. He's done amazing... And I feel bad saying it, but it's like... We all kind of know. But, I mean, seeing him in the role that he originated in Puerto Rico is awesome and cool, and I would fly down in a minute to do it.
Oh, yes. But, well, and I see what you mean, though, but I mean...
This is me being theater snobby, and I really shouldn't be, because he's awesome for doing this, and he's an incredibly talented person.
But the way I feel about it is very similar to, like, to Goodwill Hunting. Like, and I'm not... This is not Boston. Calm down. And let me explain. This is not me saying that Matt Damon or Ben Affleck did not do excellent jobs in their roles in that film. They did. But I think that in Lin-Manuel Miranda's case, it's very similar to with them, where he's like, I came up with all this stuff.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I have myself star in it? Because I can.
You write the best musical of the last 25 years. You want to star in it, you go right ahead.
Yeah.
All yours.
And as much as maybe there could be someone else out there, which, I mean, this is going to, Hamilton's going to end up being like Cats and Rent. And it's, we're going to be hearing about this musical for the next 50 years.
Oh, yeah.
And he's not always going to be the main character. He's not always going to be the lead. But for, I understand he probably himself knows that there's somebody that maybe is more inclined for that particular creative area than he may be. But like I said, it's like Matt Damon being like, I wrote this masterpiece. Screw you. I'm going to be Will Hunting.
Yeah.
Like, and I love that Family Guy joke, by the way. It stands to be mentioned where they talk about, like, it's just like a, it's just like how Ben Affleck said that he was one of the writers of Good Will Hunting. And it's Matt Damon sitting in a computer saying, Good Will Hunting by Matt Damon, done. And Ben Affleck says, hey, he's laying on a couch, he's like, hey, can you toss my name on there too? And Matt Damon's like, are you kidding? All you've done is smoke pot and eat ice cream for the last 6 months. He goes, hey, I wrote a line. Do we have any more pot?
is he getting any of the rest of the cast down there? You know, David Diggs, Leslie Odom, Philippa Sue.
It sounds like the entire cast is going, at least
really?
The cast is definitely going down for the Tonight Show promotion. But it seems as though all of them are going to be doing all of the performances at the University of Puerto Rico. Which I think is awesome. Like, especially because Puerto Rico's always like, I mean, I know that they're not technically a state, but they're always kind of, just ask our brilliant president.
Well, no, because we keep telling them they should be a state and they keep saying no.
But they're always kind of like the forgotten child of the United States.
Yeah.
Which even though they don't want to be a state, which I understand, they have their own culture. They're completely separate from us. Like, it's for the same reason that I'm always kind of like, why is Hawaii a state?
Well, just wait, because the president will be like, you know, we have no duty of care for you. The court ruled that down in Florida, so you go float off somewhere.
But I do think it's nice that they're, especially given his background, you know, that it's, like you said, it's the most important musical to come out in like 20 years.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and 25. You got to go back to Rent to find something that is as culturally important as Hamilton. And Hamilton even transcends that. I'd say you've got to go back, if you really want to get the impact of it, probably the last musical that comes close is Les Miserables. And now we're back into the 1980s.
Yeah, but the fact that, you know, New York City always seems... to a lot of people, and you know, as I've talked about before, I've been all over the country. I've met people from Nebraska, I've met people from northern Wyoming, and New York City is like this far off fantasy thing.
Yeah,
that practically doesn't exist on like a normal level in your brain.
Yeah, here in Boston, it's our annoying big brother, and we're like, yeah, this is our lousy New York.
We're all like those jerks. Just kidding. I love you, New York. You know I do.
Stay south of Connecticut, and we're fine with you.
But the fact that something that was so big in this city that is so unfathomable to so many people is going to Puerto Rico is really, really cool.
Well, with that cast, I mean, you know, I had the good fortune to see Philip Asu at and Renee Elise Goldberry at the Pops this past spring, and Philip Asu sang "Burn." And it was mind-blowing. Now, I've also seen the Boston production. Philip Asu was mind-blowing. The Boston production was good. The Boston production had an excellent Aaron Burr on an excellent Jefferson. Some of the other roles, you know, because it's like, if you like Hamilton, you know the soundtrack album like the back of your hand.
And you're used to the people that you're used to hearing.
Yeah, and it's like you're gonna judge. I thought the guy that played, Aaron Burr in Boston was fantastic. Really, really, really good. Winchester kid, can't remember his name. Molly's seen Leslie Odom Jr. Sing stuff a bunch of times in a bunch of different places. Every time I have tickets to go see him, something comes up and I can't go. This is my ongoing curse. I never get to see Leslie Odom Jr. But man, if I was in Puerto Rico, I would be thrilled to go see that. I'd be losing my mind. All right. Last entertainment one for you. Laverne DeFazio.
Oh, it's with a heavy heart that... And this is... I've spoken on the show before about how one of my first big rebellions as a child was sneaking out of bed to watch Nick at Night. And one of the reasons I did was to watch Laverne DeFazio on Laverne and Shirley. And Penny Marshall, who played Laverne and actually ended up becoming an amazing director, passed away on Monday night due to complications from diabetes.
75 years old, too young.
Yeah, way too young for her.
Too young.
But she, as you... As you referenced, she became like how everyone found out who Penny Marshall was originally was that she played Laverne DeFazio on Laverne and Shirley, which is a show about two best friends who work in a beer factory, which aired in the mid-70s to early 80s.
The Schatz Brewery.
And she takes off her glove, puffs it open, and puts it on the bottle. It's one of my favorite, like, iconic things. But she ended up to go on to be a director of a lot of really big and awesome movies.
Directed one of my favorite comedies, Big.
I was going to say, speaking of Big.
Wonderful movie.
She was actually, she was the first female director to gross $100 million. And that was with Big in 1988. And then she actually grossed over $100 million again with A League of Their Own. Which it's funny, my ex quasi pseudo, I don't know, boyfriend was watching that on Sunday night with his daughter. I was like, this is so weird, like that you happen to watch A League of Their Own and then Penny Marshall die the next day.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, she was so incredibly talented, both as an actress, she wasn't technically a comedian, but she was a comedic character, or at least a comedic actor, And obviously, just based on the two films I just mentioned, which are just two of many, an incredible director.
Yeah. And actually kind of stumbled into it by accident.
Oh, totally.
Because
that's why she's just cool. Like, the more you look into her, the more you're like, oh my God, Penny Marshall's cool.
Like, her brother, like, sort of paved the way for her, because Gary Marshall, who was her brother, was a very successful television producer, television writer, film producer. He's directed things.
I love Gary Marshall, too, actually.
And he opened the door for her for a lot of things. When they asked for a spinoff of Happy Days, Fred Silverman calls up Gary Marshall and says, I want a spinoff. And Gary Marshall says, it's Laverne and Shirley. And he immediately had, because he'd hired Penny Marshall and who played Shirley Feeney? Cindy Williams.
Cindy Williams.
He'd hired the two of them basically as extras, you know, as like bit players for a scene with Fonzie in Happy Days. And Fred Silverman calls up and says, I need a sequel. The show's so hot. And he's like, I got it for you. It's Laverne and Shirley. Yeah. And Fred Silverman said, love it. Hung up the phone and he went and did it. That was the number one comedy on television from 1978 until 1982. Mm-hmm. And in 1982, NBC started creeping in there with things like Cosby and Cheers.
Yeah.
Laverne and Shirley was must-watch television every Tuesday night. You were parked on the couch at 8 o'clock. It was Happy Days, and then Laverne and Shirley. And then it was Three's Company, and your parents were like, you're going to bed now. But well, from 8 to 9, you got to watch those comedies.
Well, and that's what's so funny is that the sheer fact that they had on Nick at Night, they had the same lineup. It was Laverne and Shirley and then Happy Days.
Yeah.
And that's what I would sneak out of bed for that, and then I Love Lucy would be afterwards. And just like Lenny and Squiggy, like the, well, and I love, speaking of Gary Marshall, I love that they worked together so often. There's actually a scene, a lot of people wouldn't know this unless they were looking for it, but in the movie Hocus Pocus, they do a cameo as husband and wife, but Gary Marshall is dressed as the devil. And the three witches, which is, of course, Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, and why can't I think of the third woman's name?
It's
also very famous.
It's she was in.
She's in a ton.
She was in the Addams Family. Angelica Houston.
No. Not in Hocus Pocus.
That wasn't Angelica Houston?
No, that was in. I was gonna say that was in the Addams Family. Now let's see. Oh my God, who is it? Kathy Najimy.
Oh yeah.
But the three of them see him dressed as devil and think he's actually the devil, and so they start like worshiping him. But then Penny Marshall is playing his wife, which I always think it's hilarious when brothers and sisters, which this isn't even close to the first time this happened, but when brothers and sisters play husband and wife. But it's just one small scene, but it just shows that family is so freaking talented.
Yeah. And she apparently, the two of them apparently bonded over a mutual dislike of their parents, who I guess were a little out there. But she directed a few episodes of Laverne and Shirley. And in 1986, Whoopi Goldberg was making a movie called Jumping Jack Flash that lost its director at the last minute. And Gary Marshall may have been producing that film, and he said, get Penny in here, let her direct it. And she directed it, and the film wasn't a huge hit, but it did well enough that it got her the opportunity to do things like Big and A League of Their Own, which
Big is iconic.
Yeah, and A League of Their Own is iconic too. Yeah. These are two of the most beloved American movies of the last 30 years.
I was going to say, yeah, like and what I like about both of those movies, particularly A League of Their Own, is it's funny. I was about to say, like, the fact that it was directed by a woman is such like a girl power-y movie without shoving it in your face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, and, you mean done the right way? Yeah.
But even Big is as well. I mean, you think about You think about the female lead in Big who, oh, what is her name?
Elizabeth Shue.
No, it's not Elizabeth Shue.
Isn't that Elizabeth Shue?
No, it's the woman who plays Celia on Weeds.
I could have sworn that was Elizabeth Shue. Elizabeth Perkins.
Elizabeth Perkins, there you go. But even like Elizabeth Perkins' character in that is a very strong woman. And it's I remember even before it was one of those things like, you know, I'm young enough that like Big came out when I was 2. But A League of Their Own, I actually saw in theaters. And I was young enough when I saw those movies that I didn't realize how important I don't want to sound cheesy and say like the message of it, but how important the way that women were presented was, and that I was being exposed to that so young, and how much, I mean, A League of Their Own, like so much of that movie affected me and how I viewed the role women can have.
Right.
And Penny Marshall, and don't get me wrong, obviously, the actual women who played baseball during World War II had a big hand in that. But the way Penny Marshall presented them, like, I've always just loved, like, each of the characters. It's like, I would not mess with that chick. But it's making me, like I said, like, Brian watching the other night, and then me, like, and then having Penny Marshall pass away. Now all I can think about is like, I need to set aside 2 hours and watch A League of Their Own again. Because I think the last time I saw it was in the Dollar Theater. They used to play movies that were out on video.
I had a massive crush on Elizabeth Perkins.
I mean, of course you did.
Oh my God. Wow.
She was even hot like 20 years later when she was in Weeds.
Yeah. Yum.
And so wonderfully mean.
Yeah. But between Big and He Said, She Said, yeah, I was seriously into the Perkins.
Gotta love that Perkins.
There's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather.
Here, Boston 5-day forecast.
Oh, I'm terrified.
I'm dreaming of an unseasonably warm Christmas. Shay, how about you? The cold is with us for tonight. Temperatures falling down around freezing in Boston. 20s out in the suburbs. But then tomorrow, it gets warm. Highs in the upper 40s may crack 50 tomorrow. And then the rain is going to come in late in the day. Heavy rain tomorrow night. Lows in the mid-40s. Friday is going to be one of those washout kind of days. But we will make a run at the record temperature, which is 62 degrees. On Friday, temperature only falls back into the low 50s on Friday night. Saturday, the rain moves out, cloudy skies. We will start the day in the mid 50s, and the temperature will fall back to the freezing mark over the course of the day. Sunday, sunny, high around 40 degrees, lows around freezing, and then Monday, Christmas Eve, partly cloudy skies, highs around the low 40s, lows around freezing. So, cold enough for Santa to get to your house and get down your chimney, but not cold enough that you're going to be losing your mind. 855-915-9636 is the phone number. It is The Big Picture on the Tell Mikey D, coming your way at 9 o'clock tonight with everything you need to know about the Boston music scene. When we come back, what the heck did I do this time? Oh, my God. Okay, I will figure this out. When we come back, if you have not finished your Christmas shopping yet,
started.
Good luck to you. Everything's gone. No, we are going to come to your rescue with perfect gifts, perfect last minute gifts for everyone on your list right here on WMFO Medford.
This holiday.
No. No, what is this? Oh my God. Something went very, very wrong here. Something has gone very, very wrong with this playlist. Because something...
How dare you, tiny iPod.
Oh. No, I'm just an idiot.
wholesomeness, quality, convenience, value for your dollar. These are just a few things to consider when you're buying beef for your freezer. Basically, you have three choices. You can buy beef as a side or a quarter, you can buy wholesale cuts, or you can choose retail cuts. And deciding which to buy, you should consider the amount of beef you can store in your freezer, the amount your family can use in a reasonable time, and the kinds of meat your family enjoys. If your family likes steak, for example, it's probably best to buy a large quantity of the kind they like when it's a featured special at your retail store. A side of beef, on the other hand, will give you about one-third steaks, one-third roast, and one-third stew or ground beef. If you want to learn more about buying meat for your freezer, we have some free information. Write How to Buy Meat, Agriculture Radio, Washington, D.C., 20250.
I'm going to the hardware store.
Oh, will you pick up 800 lumen bulbs?
800 more flowers? The neighbors will think we're wacky.
Not flower bulbs, light bulbs.
Come on, Dad. Lumens tell you how bright the bulb is. We can replace our 60-watt bulbs with energy-saving bulbs that give off about 800 lumens.
So, we'll save money.
Right.
Got it. 800 lumens and more savings.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov.
Mr. Kringle is soon gonna jingle the bells that'll tingle all your troubles away. Everybody's waiting for the man with a bag, 'cause Christmas is coming again. He's got a sleigh full, it's not gonna stay full. He's got stuff to drop at every stop of the way. Everybody's waiting for the man with a bag, 'cause Christmas is coming again. He'll be
WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. You are listening to The Big Picture. I am Chase Blaine. With me, as always, is the illustrious Derek Gary.
Hi there.
And we're going to be here with you until 9 o'clock. If you want to give us a call at 855-915-WMFO. And Derek, is your Christmas shopping done?
I thought it was.
I was going to say, that
I thought that, it was.
That chuckle and stumble of sounds was a no.
I thought it was, with the exception of a run into Boston to get chocolate from a couple of places. Newhouse and Touche. Then I realized
to
I
To what?
Newhouse and Touche.
To what?
Touche.
To what?
What? Stop that.
Sorry, you just handed me that.
Then I realized that I hadn't really bought my wife anything. And I was like, oh, yikes, that's going to be a problem.
Oh, so, Molly, you found yourself a keeper.
Yeah, so gotta go deal with that this weekend. Yeah. But other than that, I've got, you know, I know what I need to get in Boston. So I've got most of the shopping done, just a few gifts left to check off the list, including the all-important wife gifts. Maybe she'll just get nothing. I don't know. So for those of you who find yourselves in my shoes, we've got some great ideas here for last-minute gifts.
Yes.
For everybody on your list. And why don't we, I'm going to sort of work in reverse age because this sort of makes sense. And we're going to start with the grandparents, grandma, granddad, maybe your father or mother-in-law.
For me, I'm going to say I found this, I've been kind of scouring, a couple of different lists that are, because I have the very unique problem of being the only person in my family that is consistently broke. So, like, anything that I would ever buy for anyone in my family, they would buy themselves a way better version of it. But so I've been looking up Christmas lists or Christmas gift ideas for the person who has everything. But one of the things I found that for that age group I think would be very appropriate is this. They're actually sold out of it on Amazon right now, unfortunately, but they said they should be getting some more in stock. It's a walnut door harp.
Mm.
And so basically, like, you hang it on your door, and every time there's these little balls, every time you open the door, they go against the metal to create a sound. So it's almost like It's almost like having a doorbell that welcomes you home. But if you look at it, it's just type in walnut door harp. It's also just very aesthetically pleasing. You can also just stand there and play it if you feel like
this
it.
This is cool. This is cool. I like this.
But for anyone over the age of like WMFL. 70, I always think that anything that is pretty, that can be hung somewhere, that will also make noise. I always think of my grandma Kate, may she rest in peace. I saw this and was just like, oh my goodness. I wish I could bring Grandma Kay back to life just to buy this for her. But I always think, and you know, it's handmade as well. So that's a pretty big sell, especially for, you know, people of a certain age. There's also a great Leonardo da Vinci clock that I found that I think is very cool. It's basically a clock that's based off. I don't totally get like how it's functional in terms of being an easy way to tell time.
Right.
Cause it's, you look at it and you're like, where am I looking? But it's cool because it's literally a reproduction of a clock based on a sketch made by Leonardo da Vinci when he was trying to come up with the idea for a clock.
Nice.
So it's cool for somebody who's like very into, you know, like culturally highbrow type stuff.
So here's what I got. And there's a couple of options here. One thing about older people is they're always cold.
This is true.
And L.L. Bean.
Always cold, you jerk.
L.L. Bean has got stores all around the greater Boston area. And two things that you cannot go wrong with. If you got a little bit more money, the L.L. Bean sweater fleece pullover with a quarter zip. Or the, if you've got a little bit less money, you know, you're more in a $50 range, the athletic sweats, traditional fit quarter zip are both perfect. These are both pullovers. You can throw them on and take them off and regulate your body temperature with ease. And I gave one to my father-in-law last Christmas and it became like his favorite. Like he wears it all the time.
Don't you love when that happens?
Yeah. But it's like, it's great because these things are super comfortable and they are super functional. And it's like you can, you know, you get the in between temperature days and spring and autumn, they're good. You got wintertime, maybe it's a little cold in the house, you can throw the thing on. They're wonderful gifts. Highly recommended. So let's move on to mom and dad.
Mom and dad.
One of those is easier to shop for than the other one.
Because
one of them you can just huck bottles of scotch at and they'll be happy. And the other one responds, I don't need anything.
See, I have
holiday season.
See, I have the opposite problem. My mom, no matter what I get her, and this isn't to say that I don't put thought into gifts that I buy my mother, but at the same time, no matter what I get her, she's happy. Whereas my dad, the problem is the one I just described. It's like, what do you get for the man who has everything?
Right.
Like
scotch.
And my dad doesn't drink.
Well, okay. You know what you get
him? Well, like he drinks, but like he'll have like a glass of wine once a month.
You get him a drinking habit is what you get him.
He's Irish. If he was going to have a drinking habit, he'd have one by now. But for the mom end of things, this is very cool. I found this. It's a vintage wooden music box, but you make your own song.
Hmm.
So, you know, like, I don't know if you've ever seen these old school music boxes where you literally crank the just like the little divoted thing through it to make it. But you basically look up the musical notes and choose whichever song you want to make it yourself. Which I think, you know, especially like for example, were I to, if I could ever afford this and was able to buy it for my mother, like, for example, there was a song that she sang to all of us as an old Scottish song that she sang to all of us as our lullaby growing up. And like, you probably know this song. It's, of course, my voice is messed up right now, but it's a.
Is it Green Sleeves? It's Green Sleeves.
No, it's a.
It's always Green Sleeves.
If you take the high road and I'll take the low road.
Yeah, that's Green Sleeves.
I'll be in Scotland before you. Yeah. Me? It's not Green Sleeves.
Pretty sure that's Green Sleeves.
It's not Green Sleeves. Green Sleeves is a totally different song. I'm going to throw my water bottle at you. But like, that's why I think this is such a nice idea for your mom, because you can put, what's the word I'm looking for? Put a personal touch to it. Have it be something that's significant and not just Green Sleeves in the music box. For my dad.
I like Green Sleeves.
For my dad, something that, well, it's funny. I'd actually found this.
It's a song that commemorates the discovery of sleeves.
You're annoying. this is something, well, it's weird. I actually don't know if the thing that I'm thinking of exists, because it's something that I would like for myself, but I prefer just a United States version, not a world version. But it's this thing I've seen advertised. I haven't seen the U.S. version, but I've seen the world version, where it's a map of the world, but it's got the, what's the word I'm looking for? The textural integrity of a scratch ticket. And what you do is each country, if you can scratch it off and it will be a different color underneath, but it's to show the various places that you've traveled.
Hmm.
And as I think I've spoken about on the show before, my father, much like myself, really likes to travel. And me, I just go to random states because I haven't been there before, but his bucket list, which he's almost done with, which is crazy, is to go to every single presidential museum and every single major league ballpark in the country.
Nice.
And he's got, I think, like 2 presidential museums left, and then...
Ironically, both in Massachusetts.
One or two ballparks. No, are you kidding? He's been taking me to JFK since I was 5. But I think that if for any dad that is not the homebody type of dad, especially like my dad really likes maps, things like that. I think that's a cool gift, especially because it's something that like each time they travel somewhere new, they can add to it. And it's because, you know, parents always like gifts that they are reminded of the kid when,
right,
when they get to interact with it a lot. You know what I mean?
That's fun. Now I'm going to go on a slightly similar, you know, something that they will think of you whenever they use it. And these apply for both men and women. These are good for both mom and dad. For the first one, wallets. You never, ever will turn down a wallet as a gift unless you've just bought a brand new one, which most people haven't.
Yeah, it's never something you think to buy for yourself unless your wallet like falls apart.
Right. And in particular, wallets, guys in particular, are notorious for letting them fall to pieces.
this is very true.
If dad has rubber bands around the wallet.
If you're listening, I'm picturing your wallet from 15 years ago.
Yeah. There are, and for guys, it's pretty easy. You know, it's find one that's got enough things to hold credit cards and IDs and things like that, and you're good to go. For women, Kate Spade has some nice stuff out there that, you know, particularly, you know, if your mom's like in her 30s or her 40s.
Tory Burch says too.
Tory Burch, Kate Spade. They've got great designs. You are sure to find something that your mom will like. And it's a nice little piece to have, you know, and people appreciate them. The other thing that I would recommend is going back to L.L. Bean. The Wicked Good Moccasins are the hot item this holiday season. Bean is selling these things like crazy. And these are fluffy, fleece-lined traditional moccasins with no slip soles.
My brother bought those for my mom for Christmas last year.
Did she love them?
Oh, yeah. It was her second pair because her first pair got worn out because she loved them so much.
Exactly. Now, here's two truths about these. Number one, they will last forever.
Oh, yeah.
They will last a good 5 or 10 years.
That's what I was going to say. Well, that's the thing. It's her old pair. It didn't even wear out enough. She just gave it to me.
Yeah.
Because I'm poor.
The number two thing you need to know about them is that they are sized. So you need to know the correct size for these. And they have every shoe size imaginable. You need narrows, you need wides, they've got them. I will say this, as we get closer to the holiday, the size selection may be limited. You are not going to find all of the colors that are available online in the L.L. Bean stores. You probably want to, we're assuming you're going to the store this weekend. They will have some in stock. And these are a great gift for both women and men because at the end of the day, you're home, you're relaxing, you don't want to be walking around with shoes on. And these things just swaddle your feet in comfort and warmth.
Well, and even like, I mean, obviously you don't want to wear them out in 2 feet of snow, but even the fact that they have the non-slip, like kind of sneakery bottom.
Yeah.
Or like booty bottom. Like my mom will wear hers to take her dog for a quick walk outside. Like they're very, they're a multifaceted gift.
It is a nice gift. It is a very nice gift. All right. Kids. Kids are terrible.
I know.
Kids are terrible.
I mean, I love you, Emily and Caitlin.
So here's what I'm going to tell you. If you are dealing with children between the ages of 1 and 10, doesn't matter if they're a boy or a girl. If you are a parent, it's one thing. I'm assuming that you are an uncle, an aunt, a grandparent, you're sitting there and you're like, I don't know what the kid, because the parents are around the kids all day long. And the parents know what the kids want.
Yes.
You do not.
Because they've been yelling about it for 2 months.
You don't know what they want. You don't know what they have. The parents may or may not be communicating this to you. Here is my advice to you. Beginning with the first birthday, you get the children into a toy system. And there are three that are excellent. You can either go
He's
with...
He's going to talk about Legos now.
You can either go with Lego, which will give you gifts for that child for the next 10 years. You can go with Playmobil, which will give you gifts for that child for the next 10 years. Or you can go with Brio, which will give you gifts for that child for the next 5 years. The things that I can say about these, they are all exceptionally well-made, high-quality toys. They all encourage imaginative, creative play. And they all build upon each other. So the thing with Lego, and what you kind of want to do is what I've done in my niece and nephew's life is I am the Lego uncle. So mom and dad know not to get the kids any Lego because Uncle Derek is coming in with the Lego for the birthday and the holidays. So I've pretty much got free range there to get, you know, free reign to get whatever I want. But I cannot recommend this highly enough because, you know, if you get them a basic Brio train set when they're 1 year old, then you can just get more track and more cars and more things to go with it every single year.
I was saying, keep just adding to the already existing collection.
With Playmobil, you can just see what's new in the store that year and go and get them something new, and it works with all the other Playmobil they've got. Legos, the more you have, the more fun you're having. It's a perfect solution for kids in that age range. Now, my niece is now at the age where she is 10, or she's 11 actually, and toys are not going to cut it anymore. So I slipped over to Michael's and got her a very nice box set of pastels and watercolors and pens and pencils so that she can explore her creative side. And these are...
I was going to say, Michael's is always a good bet.
Yeah.
For kids.
And those are... And they're very reasonably priced. AC Moore's got them. Everybody's got them. So that's, you know... If you're dealing with those in-between years where they're like, you know, angry tweens, give them a creative gift. Give them something that will let them draw or paint or if you...
Have some sort of outlet that isn't...
If you know
detrimental to their future.
If you know they're musically inclined, get them something musical. But I like one thing that I remember being that age was you could never have enough pens, you could never have enough markers, you could never have enough paint. You were always looking for something to do something.
Oh yeah. Well, and another theory that I use very often when thinking about buying for, because I have two nieces who are 4 and 2, and I always like to think, what would my sister not get them that they would want? Like, for example, I don't think it wasn't last year. It was the year before. I got Emily a... Emily, she's 4 now, but she was 2 and a half at the time. I got her an Elsa costume. And something my sister would never buy her, like a pretty sparkly, like costumey dress.
Right.
You should have seen her face when she opened it. She literally started shaking and tore off the clothes she was wearing so that we would put it on her immediately. And at first, it was one of those things where, like, I said to my mom, I was like, I really want to get this for her. But I don't know if Megan's going to be mad. Should I ask her permission? And Mom was like, don't ask her permission. Just get it for her. And at first, my sister was kind of like, you got her like a princess dress. But it became, as the funnily enough, it became like a reward system. Like, okay, if you eat all the carrots on your plate, you can wear your Elsa dress for an hour. So I actually kind of did my sister a favor. But it's always, you know, like I feel like, especially if it's like your niece or nephew, the whole point of being an aunt or an uncle is to like be like the cool adult in their life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not saying my sister and her husband are not cool, but just saying like, you're the adult that isn't their parent. So maybe get them something. Don't get them like a ninja star or pocket knife, but get them something that maybe their parents wouldn't normally get them.
Go watch MAME and aspire to be that, and you'll be on the right track. That's really where that goes. So one last thing before we have to go to a quick break. New love in your life. Not that either one of us has that. I have
a new ex.
I got the wife. This always comes up. It's like, geez, we've been dating for 3 weeks or we've been dating for 2 months. Like, what do you get them for Christmas? Shay, if you're at that stage in a relationship, what are you looking for?
I always think something that...
Bullion. Gold bullion.
So something that...
Platinum bars.
Shows. See, no, quite the opposite. Because that's the thing. Something that expresses that they're a person you care for in your life and expresses that you get something about them, but doesn't push it so far that they're like,
I'm buying
you. Oh my God, like you're dead serious about me and I don't know if I'm dead serious about you yet. Like I'm trying to think like,
keep it under $300.
I was like, definitely. Under $100 if it's just a couple of weeks.
Well, I'm keeping it under the cost of a woman at the Foxy Lady. So,
for example, I mean, Chris and I have been dating for over a year at this point, but I always think like one of the best gifts that I ever got a boyfriend was when Chris and I were dating. I got him the box set of Back to the Future because I knew that he loved those movies.
Nice.
And I knew he didn't actually own any of them.
That's a win. That's a good.
So like something like that where it's not, I mean, I think in total it probably cost $50-something.
Yeah.
But something that it's like, I get you. Obviously, I care enough to not just buy you like a scarf, but not so much like I didn't get him a $2,000 watch.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like it wasn't something absurd.
Plus, it's something you can do together.
Well, that's
nudge,
what we,
nudge, wink, wink, Netflix and chill.
Well, which we ended up watching all three on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
That was the Chris and Shay alone in LA Christmas. But yeah, like something like that where it's like, it's not saying like, oh, look how dead serious I am about you, but just saying like, I generally get you and I cared enough to get you something that shows you that I genuinely get you.
Yeah. I will say chocolates are nice, guys. If she likes chocolate, if she doesn't like chocolate.
I was going to say, if she doesn't like chocolate.
She doesn't like chocolate.
Like if a guy bought me chocolates, I'd be like, what are you doing?
Yeah. But it's if she likes chocolate, chocolates are good. Make them chocolate. Get the good stuff.
I'm going to say, go to Burdick's.
Go get a box of Godiva and get something, you know, get something half decent. That's a nice, you know, it's a Valentine's level gift. It's a nice, I care about you. But listen to the person that you're with. And if you can find something that connects to something that you're doing or something that you recognized as an interest on her part or his part, go for it.
Yeah, like if they, I was gonna say that's another, I remember I was dating a guy for only like a month or so when Christmas came around. And I ended up just buying him a pack of really nice, he was a guitarist. And I bought him a pack of like really good Fender guitar picks in different thicknesses and colors.
Yep.
And like that, it cost me like $20, but it showed like, hey, like I'm giving you something.
Yeah.
Like, and it has to do with stuff you care about.
Now, the one other thing that I will recommend for all those people who are hard to shop for on your list is get them a gift card to a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
But get them a gift card to a restaurant that you love. Don't go get the Applebee's gift card at the supermarket. No one loves Applebee's.
Yeah. No, like if you've talked about this sushi place that you really like and they showed interest, get them a gift card to that sushi place.
Every restaurant will give you a gift card. If they don't have gift cards, they will give you a gift certificate. They all do it.
Actually, guys, someone who may or may not talk on this radio station, works at Za in Cambridge, and we have a deal where if you get a $50 gift card, we give you a $10 one for yourself.
Boom.
For free.
Boom.
So maybe if you need a last minute gift in the next couple of days, hop on over there. Because our pizza's dope. I mean, the pizza that that person that I'm talking about works at. It's good.
855-915-9636. It is The Big Picture. Derek Gary and Chase Mullane with you until 9 o'clock tonight when On the Town with Mikey D will be here with everything you need to know about the Boston music scene. When we come back, our favorite things from the past week and the strangest things from the past week here on WMFO Medford. This one goes out to all those fans of The Good Place. Kristen Bell sitting in on this holiday song.
I love Kristen. Hey, you.
This holiday, you'll be far away, and I'll be all alone. So please remember this December to fully charge your phone. And text me Merry Christmas, let me know you care. Just a word or two of text from you will remind me you're still there. You don't have to add much to it. One smiley face will do. Baby, text me Merry Christmas, 'cause I'm missing kissing you.
Text me Merry Christmas, make my holiday complete. Though you're far from me, say you'll be RB. That's a text I'll never delete.
Touch and type those little words that mean so much.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
Okay.
Miss you.
Miss you too.
Xmas sucks without you.
I know. LOL.
Love you.
Love you.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
A Facebook message isn't quite as sweet. I need more from you than just a tweet.
Snap on Snapchat doesn't last. And voicemail, that's from Christmas past. Text me Merry Christmas.
Send a selfie too.
If you do, I'll go beneath the mistletoe
and pretend my screen is new. Show me that you love me. Text only kiss and hug me.
Sale priced at just $16.97. This automatic drip coffee maker has a dual filter system for fine flavor and makes 2 to 10 cups of coffee in minutes. The sale ends this Saturday, so you better hurry to Kmart and save.
Kmart is the city. CKLW.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you.
Yes, I'm gonna be a star.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. We are wrapping things up here at The Big Picture, but not before we tell you what's hot, which is our favorite thing from the past or coming week. For me, I just thought this was adorable and didn't know they did this. Sam Adams Boston Brewery is hosting its annual Ugly Sweater Party this Friday. It's this Friday, like I said, December 21st from 5 to 8 p.m. It will feature 3 awesome local food vendors, 16 world-class Sam Adams brews on tap, including some holiday specialties they're only going to have for like the next week. And, of course, the most hideous sweaters you've ever seen. But a $5 ticket includes first pint of Sam Adams beer on the house, an entry into the Ugly Sweater Contest, which has the top 3 prizes are some great holiday-themed prizes, and then also just access to the awesome food that the vendors are putting out.
Nice.
And you can get your tickets at samadamsboston.com.
Cool. Folks, Deadpool Before Christmas is only out until December 24th, so you've only got a few days left to go see that. This is the PG version of Deadpool, which has a new framing device, which is borrowed from The Princess Bride, right down to Fred Savage and a recreation of...
Oh, I saw this.
...the bedroom. Yes. Some scenes have been altered. Some scenes have been extended. It is Deadpool goodness for the whole family, but it is only in theaters until December 24th. So make sure...
So get on that.
...to find some time if you want to see it.
WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. Last but certainly not least, here on The Big Picture, we're going to tell you that's a thing that happened, which is the craziest story that we found from this past week. For me, an escaped inmate is back in custody after being found soaking in a hot tub at an Ohio senior living community, still wearing her yellow jail outfit. The Pike County Sheriff's Office says the 34-year-old woman fled while being booked on drug possession charges yesterday. She was captured by the sheriff and the local police chief several hours later when a 911 caller reported the woman sitting in the hot tub at a senior community's activity center in Waverly, roughly 60 miles south of Columbus, where she was arrested. Authorities haven't explained how or why the woman ended up there. The sheriff's office says the woman is being charged with felony escape, in addition to the initial charges for heroin possession that she already had.
Yikes. No trespassing for the hot tub, so she got a break there. Washington. The Richland Police Department got a surprising response from their weekly Wanted Wednesday roundup of fugitives. A response from Anthony Akins, one of the people on that week's list, wanted for failure to comply with his probation. Akers responded to the post saying, quote, "Calm down, I'm going to turn myself in," end quote. He didn't show up the next day.
Chill out, guys.
He didn't show up the next day, prompting police to respond, quote, "Hey, Anthony, we haven't seen you yet. Our business hours are 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday. Of course, if you need a ride, you can call non-emergency and we will pick you up." Akers wrote back saying, quote, "Thank you. Tying up a couple of loose ends since I will probably be in there for a month. Should be there in the next 48 hours, end quote. 48 hours later, police reached out again. Quote, "Is it us? We waited, but you didn't show. The weekend came and went. We are beginning to think you are not coming," end quote. Akers responded again. Quote, "Dear RPD, it's not you, it's me. I obviously have commitment issues. I apologize for standing you up, but let me make it up to you. I will be there no later than lunchtime tomorrow. I know you have no reason to believe me after what I did to you, but I promise that if I don't make it on my own by lunchtime tomorrow, I will call for a ride to assist me with my commitment issues. Thank you in advance to your response. If you are patiently giving me another chance with us, I know I don't deserve it. P.S. You're beautiful." Akers made good on the promise, posting a selfie as he rang the doorbell at the police station the next day with a caption that said, quote, "See you in a month."
I honestly, they should just give him like 3 days off being hilarious.
I'm giving him a couple of days off for being a good criminal.
High five to those. I remember I got pulled over once for, I forget what I even got pulled over for, but the cop was saying, was telling me that I had, because I had re-registered my car in Massachusetts, but hadn't changed my license because my California one hadn't expired yet. I didn't know I had to. And he said, the cop goes, so you know we're taking you to booking now, right? And I was like, what? He goes, no, I'm just messing with you. It should be a $500 fine, but I'm going to let you go as long as you tell me, as long as you promise me you'll take care of this. I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he goes, see? Some of us are cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? Like, yeah, okay, I'll give you that, officer.
not everybody likes a cop with a sense of humor. Is really what that comes down to.
Oh, whitest my face has ever been,
though. Programming note, next Wednesday will not be a regular edition of The Big Picture.
No, Shay.
It is Boxing Day. Shay Spillane will not be here. I, however, will be. And not only will I be here, but I will be coming in at 5 o'clock, taking over the Chris Earle. Watch this slot for 4 hours of product music. This is something I do every year on Boxing Day. Usually only get to do a couple hours of it. Songs about products, records designed to sell things. You're going to hear a lot of very interesting audio next Wednesday from 5 to 9. And I'll also be doing Chris's usual See It, Rent It, Skip It with the countdown of the top 10 box office films from this past weekend. So, join me on Boxing Day. Shay and I will be back on January 2nd with our look at the best of 2018 as we look ahead. Used to be the worst of, but we stopped doing that because the years kept getting worse.
Yeah, and we just, you know, it left us really sad. Sad starting the new year that way.
Yeah. I still have to cut an in memoriam over the next week or so, which that will make me sad. But that's, you know, that's the way it goes. So, Shay Spillane. Mm-hmm.
I love you all.
Happy holidays to everyone.
Yes. Happy holidays. Stay safe. Don't do anything. I was going to say don't do anything I wouldn't do, but that doesn't really leave much.
That doesn't fit with stay safe. to everybody, have a very Merry Christmas. Take a moment in the next week or so.